All right, I want you to go ahead and close your eyes. Take a nice full power breath in through your nose. Breathe down to your belly and then slowly exhale. If you haven't yet, as you get comfortable, allow your eyes to close. And then take in another slow breath, always in through your nose. And then exhale even slower. Nothing to force, just allowing yourself to be in this moment, knowing that this is productive time. Taking time to go within ensures that you never go without. It helps you to feel refreshed and inspired. It actually increases momentum. So what you're doing right now is important. And you should feel good about yourself that you have the wisdom to take the time to do this now. And as you continue breathing, notice that your body already knows how to soften. And your mind can keep doing what it does, while another part of you settles underneath it. Now let's bring your attention to your forehead. Let it smooth. Your jaw, unclench. Your shoulders, drop them down just 1 inch. Feel your chest soften. Your belly releases. And with each exhale, you can imagine a quiet power down signal moving through you. Not sleep, just low effort. You don't have to do anything except enjoy the moment. Your nervous system doesn't need more motivation, just a little less interference. So we're just going to enjoy this moment, whatever happens. It's like sitting by a highway and watching cars go by. You notice the cars and you watch them go by, but you're not attached to any of them. You just notice it and then you let it go. And then you notice the next car, and then you just let it go. In your mind, it's not cars, it's thoughts and feelings. And you just notice them and let them go, and then come back to the sound of my voice. Now in a moment, I'm going to count from 10 down to 1. And with each number, I want you to imagine drifting into a calmer, clearer state of mind. Beginning with a count of 10. Just letting go of the day. 9. Feeling quieter behind the eyes. 8. Slower thoughts or less importance on those thoughts. We'll handle those a little later. 7. Focus on enhancing a deeper feeling of calm. 6. The body relaxing now. 5. Feeling steadier, more peaceful. 4. Your breathing softer, quieter. 3. Doing a quick scan of your body and noticing if there's any other part of you that can relax just a little bit more. 2. As your body settles, you bring that peace into your mind, and it settles too. 1. Now let's enter the theater of your imagination. Whether you picture or talk yourself through or just feel your way through the following journey, just have fun with it. It all works. Let's imagine that you're standing in a quiet place that feels safe and simple. Maybe a trail, maybe a clean room, or you could be in an open field. In front of you is a bag that you've been carrying for a long time. You don't need to judge it. You don't need to explain it. Just notice this bag. And you pick it up, and it feels familiar. The weight of it, the effort of it, the way it pulls on you. And then you realize something. This bag isn't you. It's separate from you. It's been what you've been carrying. So you open the bag, and inside you find rocks. Small rocks, large rocks, some are smooth, some are jagged. Each rock is an old strategy that once protected you in some way. And you know that sometimes our mind thinks that it's protecting us, but it's actually holding us back. That happens when protection shows up in the form of overthinking or always having to push through, perfectionism, people-pleasing, control, proving, postponing rest, or carrying what isn't ours. These are not flaws. They're adaptions. And you can appreciate them for what they tried to do. They tried to help you by keeping you safe, or helping you excel, or helping you to adapt, or even survive. But then you decide, and you even say to yourself, and to the rocks in the bag, thank you. I appreciate it. And you're not needed in the same way anymore. Because you realize that you have grown. You're so much more powerful, so much more self-aware. You have so many more resources, so much more capacity than you had before. Now, off to the side, there's a place that's meant for release. It can be some kind of bin, or it can be a fireplace, it can be a river, it can be a ledge, like you're standing at the side of a mountain, looking over the ledge, it can be a deep well. Whatever feels right. So you go up to that place that's meant for release. You reach into your bag and you take the first rock. Feel its shape. And then notice a belief underneath it. Maybe it says, if I don't stay on top of everything, something breaks. Or, if I rest, I fall behind. Or, if it's not perfect, it's not safe. If I don't prove myself, I lose value. If I'm not constantly on, I could get hurt. Now, you don't argue with this. You simply become aware of it so that you can update it. Because these ideas were formed without your permission. It happened unconsciously. Your brain decided without asking you. So you get to decide now what you'd rather believe instead. So you can say in your own mind or even out loud, that was then, this is now. That's right. That was then. This is now. And then you set the rock down into that release place. You just imagine, as it leaves your hand, your body learns something new. It's actually safe to let go. I feel lighter inside. It actually makes me stronger. I feel more resourceful, more upbeat, more powerful. I have created space and expanded my capacity. I'm going to use addition instead of subtraction. Instead of what I have to remove or protect myself with or take away, I'm going to focus on what I can add, what I can focus on, where I can move towards, and what I can do to increase peace, hope, confidence, and a feeling of knowing that I'm safe without needing all of these rocks. So you pull that rock out and you drop it into the well, you throw it into the fire, you drop it off the ledge or down the well. And all that happens is the bag feels lighter. And so do you. It's safe to let go. So now you take another rock. You want to test this theory. So you grab another rock and you notice what it represents. And again, you say to yourself, that was then, this is now. And then without thinking, you simply release it. You just let it go. And you watch that rock fall, and it just seems to move farther and farther away. It becomes smaller and tinier and more faded until you can no longer see it or hear it or feel it. You've retained the wisdom. The wisdom is inside of you. But all the pressure is being released with the rock so that you can access more empowering resource states that allow you to actually show up and shine in a more powerful, successful, and resilient manner. So you just start going through that bag and releasing those rocks. Each rock removed is less mental noise, less friction, less background tension. So you continue, one rock at a time. The little rocks and the big rocks, they all feel kind of the same. Now you don't have to remove them all today. But you can. It's up to you. You might just want to remove enough for your system to feel the difference. Noticing that each time you release one of these rocks, one of these self-limiting beliefs that go with it, and all the pressure, you feel the bag get lighter. In fact, notice this bag now. It's still yours to carry, but it's no longer loaded with old rules. Give the inside of the bag a moment to become clean, clear, empty. Not empty as in lacking, but empty as in ready. Because now you get to fill your bag with identity-level beliefs. Now you, here and now in this moment, as the powerful person that you are, you can now choose what to carry instead. This is where the addition comes in, and eventually multiplication, because as you add new beliefs, new feelings, new hopes and desires, they multiply into new success, new positive outcomes, and more inner peace. Now in front of you are a few new weights, not heavy rocks, but light, powerful tokens. These tokens represent identity-level beliefs. So pick up the first one. It might be a smooth stone, a coin, a small bright object. Whatever your imagination conjures. This one you just picked up in your hand says, "I'm the kind of person who is calm under pressure." That feels good. Put it in the bag. And now feel your nervous system register it as true, not as hype, but as a structure, as a new rule in your mental operating system. I'm the kind of person who's calm under pressure. That feels so good, you can pick up another token. Pick up another one. This one might say, "I make clean decisions. I don't need to rehearse life to be safe. I can trust myself. Sometimes I'm going to make the right decision, sometimes I'm going to make the decision right, but I trust that I'm going to be able to handle it either way." And that feels good. Drop it in the bag. And it's kind of funny because when you put these tokens in the bag, somehow it makes you feel lighter inside. That's how you know it's truth, because the truth is lighter. That's why they say the truth will set you free. Only fear makes that bag heavy. So we're going to put more light into your bag. Now let's keep going. Choose another. Pick up another token. Maybe this one has that underlying notion that my health is part of my leadership. Your system knows what health means for you. Supporting sleep, energy, digestion, a steadier mood, steadier choices, whether that's more regular fitness, no longer eating at nighttime, choosing energy-based foods that are full of water and vitamins and nutrition, foods that came from a plant or a tree or the ground or the sea. That's for me, because it gives my body energy. And then you place it in the bag. This starts to get fun now, so we pick up another. Rest is productive, in my mind. And this is at the identity level. It's not a path you can wander off of. This is who you are. So you put that in the bag and grab another. Confidence is not intensity. Confidence is alignment. Alignment with my truth, alignment with my values. It gives me a level of certainty in myself and in a higher power. And maybe grab one more for now. And this one's important. It says, "I don't carry what isn't mine." Sometimes we just have to turn over some of those heavy rocks to God, to a higher power, to divine providence. Let God carry that, so that you're not carrying what isn't yours. And you place that in the bag. And then notice the bag once more. It has substance now, but it's not heavy. It feels like support instead of strain. Now lift that bag gently and feel the difference. And allow your subconscious mind to learn the core lesson here. You don't have to push harder to perform better. You simply remove what interferes. You're already enough. You have everything it takes. You're just simply removing anything that gets in the way. Now take a power breath in once more, In through your nose, down to your belly. Slowly exhale and allow your body to store this new information and energy as your new baseline. This is your new baseline. This is where you come from now. It's your default setting. Deep in the resources of your unconscious mind. Now imagine tonight, or the following night, that your head hits the pillow and your mind tries to open tabs. But your system responds differently now because of your new default setting. You imagine feeling the bag beside the bed, but you don't take it with you into the bed. In fact, you just kind of tell your mind, not now, I'm offline. Not now, I'm offline. And your subconscious understands that sleep is not neglect. Sleep is maintenance. It's important. It's essential. So the body powers down and the mind becomes more calm. And if any thoughts appear, you simply label it as rock. And then you set it back in the release place. And then return to the breath. Now imagine tomorrow, a situation that normally triggers the old rocks. But this time you notice a pause, a clean pause. Then a decision that feels simple. No proving, no rehearsing, no over control, just stable authority. Because the identity running you is upgraded. And that feels good. Now in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 up to 5. As I do, you'll return clear, calm, and steady. 1, bringing back awareness now. 2, feeling energy in your body. 3, take a deep breath. 4, eyes starting to open. And 5, awake, calm, and clear. You got this. Enjoy your day.